Hello, Jenny here from Tarot Reading London, and it is November. It is time for our energy update. And interesting, it's very Halloweeny weather, isn't it? It's kind of dark and a bit blustery out there, and there's been such a change as we move through out of summer into autumn, and now we're very definitely knocking at the winter door. It looks like it's the skies are dark and everything's very very broody out there, very Halloween. So I have, as I have made it my practice to do, take four cards for us to guide us through the next month, the energies that are going to be around us, and look at the best ways through, just general advice to us to give us all a bit of guidance moving forward. And the first card I normally take is, what will be the overarching energy of the next month, of November? And we've got a big card this month. We've got the Tower. Now, the Tower is never a welcome card in tarot. It's one of those cards that we look at and go, oh, no, really? It is often a shock or a revelation. It's basically what happens when our sort of what we think is true sort of all crumbles a bit. Now, I don't think this in the context of this reading, I don't think it's so much of a shock. What I think is it's a realization rather than a revelation. I think it's a realization that this situation that we're in is for the long haul. And I think it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because we all tend to come together, don't we, when there's a crisis. So we pull together and there's this sense of purpose and there's this sense of all, you know, digging in and finding our strength. And, you know, there's a sense of community. But what happens as that drags on further and further is that we all get a bit exhausted by it and we buoy ourselves up thinking, well, it's okay, you know, we're moving in the right direction. And then when it turns out that actually things are going to either backtrack or not work out as we thought they were going to, then we start to have a real wobble. And as I say, we get exhausted with the situation. The Tower also looks at the core structure on which things are built. And I think that there is a real sense here, isn't there, in the energy of that really feeling like it's intrinsically threatened, because the structure on which everything was built seems to be really shaken now, like fundamentally and in reality. So this also plays into our core identity. So each of us have a core identity which is based on what our world was like for us individually and also as a group. Right, so the ways we used to entertain ourselves, the way we used to interact with other people, yeah, our way of connecting individually with other people, our work, what our vocation was, not just careers, but what our aspirations were. And all of that has been really trounced. You know, there are people's dreams and you know, what they wanted from life is looking too far out of reach to be a possibility now. And it's really biting into, I think, our universal consciousness. This is a very difficult situation. And it does look like in November, the reality of that is going to become, you know, even more prevalent as we move forward. There is also a part of this which I think I've referred to before, is that as humans, one of the things that we really, really dislike and make us feel very, very vulnerable is when we have the inability to plan. So when we don't, you know, we're fine in a crisis because we can make plans and we can hunker down and we can decide what we're going to do. But the trouble is that when the future is unformed, when we really don't know what the future is going to be like, either we tend to catastrophize and build a nightmare vision of what things might be like in the future, or we sort of just get a bit depressed and a bit low and a bit unmotivated. And for a lot of people, depression and anxiety is a really real result of what we're going through at the moment, because if we can't plan, then we literally are powerless. And because we're moving into winter, in which energetically and very naturally we always tend to feel a bit more vulnerable, just because historically winter would be a point at which we are all do become more vulnerable. So it's all playing into the same energy. The fact that we don't know what the truth is another problem here. And that plays into the not being able to plan thing. We don't know what the truth is. The tower is when there is a revelation, when what we thought was true isn't. And if we now can't even work out what is true, when we sort of look around, and not only at our leaders, but other world leaders as well, and everybody is confused. Everybody's saying different things. Everybody has a different approach. Everybody's trying to watch what everybody else is doing to just find a way forward. Nobody really knows. So we are left with no beacon to follow. And that is a really, really tough place for us to be in, and leaves us feeling really all at sea. So this might show up energetically pretty strongly in November, with a lot of us feeling like we have a weight around us. The energy is quite heavy at the moment. Now, this is not a fun thing, and it's not a fun way to start the reading, but I have to be honest to the reading that I've got. So where does that leave us? It leads actually very nicely onto the next card. And the next card I drew with, what can we positively embrace? What can we positively draw on to actually help us through this situation? And the perfect card appeared, the Star. And actually, in tarot, the Star is actually the next card on from the Tower. And the Star is what leads us out of the darkness. Now, the Star doesn't promise any quick fixes. The Star is not a solution within itself. But what it is, it's a reference to the part of us that unconsciously still believes that on some level, you know, we'll be okay. We can heal, we can rejuvenate, and we can find something new. And this reading is asking us to tune into that right now, because that is actually really important. We need to be aware of that Star energy right now, because we will move forward out of this. We will find a way through. Just because it's not evident right now doesn't mean that it's not so. So it means having faith and trust in ourselves as individuals, and also the greater human spirit, that in fact we will find a way through this to a more positive time. The tower in tarot always promises that after the crash, which is what the Tower is, what comes next is almost always in some way more positive. It's more authentic, it's more balanced, and it will in effect serve us better. We can't see it right now, so it doesn't feel like it exists. But this reading tells us that it does. There is hope. There is something to walk towards. And if you're one of those people right now who are really struggling and are finding it hard to find your way because what you hoped was going to be your future is not, please don't give up. Please don't give up hope. There will be a way through this, and we just need to keep on going, follow that Star energy. What should we turn away from? What will not serve us? Well, interesting enough, I drew the King of Pentacles. Now, the King of Pentacles is, he's a leader. So, go figure. He's a leader. He's in charge. He knows what to do. He has mastery. He's the one, he either is the guy that sort of runs the show, or he's the guy that will give you the advice you need. So obviously, right now, our leaders are not serving us, you know, as well, maybe as we would like them to, although they have a very tough job, to be fair to them. It's also saying to us in ourselves that we're not in charge right now. we can't create the kind of abundant future that maybe right now, not totally forever, we are not able to create the abundant future that we maybe had hoped or that we were working towards. Right now, perhaps for a lot of us, an abundant life seems to be a very difficult ask. The King of Pentacles is a very good planner. He manages everything very well. Now is not the time to do that. Now is the time to sort of hunker down and to work on a healing energy rather than getting really practical and trying to plan ahead, because now is not the time to plan. And that's just bottom line. It won't help us. It will only frustrate us. And basically, it will make the whole thing seem a lot worse than it is. We just have to hold hard right now and just find some strength, but find that sense of trust that we're going to move through. So what is it that we need to be guided by overall? What is our umbrella advice card for November? Well, we've got the King of Swords. Again, another in charge card, but this is about being in charge of our own minds. Swords are all about minds and our mental capacity. And what this card asks us to do is, in a way, to step away from our own emotional landscape and be very, very logical in our decision making. So whatever decisions we have to make strategically to solve whatever problem we have that is presenting to us, we need to use our King of Swords energy. So we need to be very logical, very strategic, almost like a doctor. We need to make our decisions based on a very unsentimental and unemotional basis, but doing what needs to be done in as calm way as possible. The King of Swords often shows up as a lawyer or a doctor. He's just a very logical, calm, ordered, focused person, and his decision making is always considered and fair. Okay, so he doesn't get involved in drama, he doesn't get involved in any problem, he just makes strategic decisions. It's always also about making sure that our judgments of other people are fair, and that we don't get into, again, getting angry with people when they're not solving their problems or when they're not behaving in the way that we think they should. So it's about being a fair judge, okay? And also being a very fair judge of ourselves and not going down any emotional rabbit holes, keeping our head on straight. So the King of Swords asks us to be very calm and very considered, and actually a little bit, I won't say unemotional, but there is a sense of detachment there that would serve us well. He's very objective. That's the word I'm looking for. He's very objective. So it's asking us to take a very objective view of our decision making and how we need to move forward. So it doesn't sound like November will be the easiest month, but the Star is a lovely card, and it promises that we've just got to keep going, get through, but deal with it in the right way. So not the easiest reading, but we have to be honest to the readings that show up. We do have to be honest, and we have to present them in an authentic way. So as we all move through, we are all in this together. We are all finding a way through whatever difficult situation might be our particular one. And I hope that you know, you're finding your way through yours. I'm going to leave you there, and I'll be back with you for December's reading, which will be interesting to see how that shapes up. In the meantime, keep snug and warm and keep yourself safe. And I'm always here for a reading if you need one. In the meantime, I'm going to say goodbye and say I'll see you next month. Thank you very much for now. Bye-bye.